You're listening to Sales Secrets with Gabe Larson. In this episode, Gabe talks about account-based marketing and the three steps you should focus on to be successful with this hot trend.
Hey everybody, wanted to talk about account-based marketing. Everybody's kind of talking about it. Call it account-based sales, call it account-based revenue, call it whatever you want to call it. It is a buzzword. You probably should know about it. You should probably be doing it. But because no one really knows what it is, it's a little bit hard to do, I think. So today I just wanted to hit on three key principles to master account-based marketing. So this can go deep. There's hundreds of things I think you can talk about, but let me just hit three key principles that I think are not the silver bullet, but I think are good steps you should probably be thinking about or following in order to master your account-based marketing, sales, revenue, whatever you want to call it, strategy. So in this instance, I want to focus more on the strategic prospecting side of the house. So when I'm talking about account-based marketing, I'm talking about strategic prospecting. Where you have to start is you need to go on... you got to know your target accounts and context. If you don't know who your ideal customer profile is, you probably shouldn't be in business. I mean, I say that jokingly, but because that is tough. I mean, you do need to know who you're going after, who's going to buy from you. And that is both on the account side as well as on the contact side. So number one, you need to know who you're going after and who you are targeting. I've talked to a lot of companies. I feel like, you know, this seems like it should be an easy one. That's why I was back and I was taking a couple steps back on that, because I've seen people discover new ICPs. I've seen people, organizations struggle to find that. But again, accounts and contacts, you got to get. Once you know your who, the big next step is, I think you really need to have a digital machine that's working, and that truly is pointed at those target accounts and contexts, ideally with messaging and offers that are enticing to them. Now, I know Google, it's all about quality, and a lot of people are moving towards that, but I think you need to be doing a lot of that. I'm a quality and quantity guy. And so webinars, ebooks, research studies, you know, display ads, direct mailers. That's not digital. Sorry, we'll get to there in a minute. All that kind of digital activity pointed at those target entities is gonna really facilitate the next step in the process. And that third step is one of three kind of strategic plays. The first one is an event strategy. I really believe in a strategic prospecting initiative. You should have events. People are tired of industry events, especially in sales and marketing. They're all the same. A lot of them are big. So, you know, you get just a splash of a little bit of everybody. Sales leaders want something intimate now. They want something with their peers. They want it to be something that they can't get elsewhere. You can absolutely feel that. And boy, if you've got a strong digital demand channel, when something cooks, when something interacts, when something bakes, you need to see if you can trigger right into one of these potential events in their city as a possibility and is a next step in your account-based or strategic prospecting process. So I love inviting people to events that have been hot on digital demand, but that would be one path they could take. Another path they could take is your dream account strategy, or this is your one-on-one strategy. Now, this can directly come after someone has engaged with your content, or some digital interaction. Could be after an event or it could just be on its own. But these are going to be those top 100 accounts that the organization is all rallying around. It's your win at all costs type of strategy. You don't want money to be an issue here. You want to go ultra, ultra personalized. That's going to be display ads to emails, to landing pages, to webinars, to any content that's created, to direct mailers. A big piece, a lot of people out there will just say, Gabe, isn't account-based marketing just another word for direct mailer? It should be more than that, but in a lot of instances, it's not. But I think it's a strong part of it. So you put that on top of it, and then you need to see if you can facilitate that throughout the rest of the process. So once you get a meeting, you know, you should have your executives be involved in that. If you're going to get on site, make sure an executive is there and do that briefing. Continue to treat that extra special and put, you know, as many eggs in that basket as you can. Ultimately, that process should be overseen or quarterbacked by, in my opinion, an account-based marketer or a strategic or a dream account marketer. It should be quarterbacked by that person, overseen probably, you know, from the sales team. That's how we like to run it. And then always supported by business development. You want business development to be real integral into that process. Okay, so that would be part two. So you got events would be one stream. The second is a kind of a one-to-one dream account strategy. Again, don't let money or personalization be the issue on that. Go as far as you can. The next one is just your personalized play strategy. And this is going to be more your typical sales development, account executive type plays. Don't lose the personalization. Still obviously direct them at core personas. You may go now down a drop here. So instead of your A or your Dream 100, you're now in your B or, you know, your next 100 or 200 accounts, and you're going to be picking personas. And then developing plays, and a play for us is, again, thinking about some sort of strategic prospecting initiative that utilizes personalization to build pipeline. And so you'd go through and, again, direct mailer's not a bad one here. Video, you can really use video to personalize things. I'm a big proponent of that. We're doing some fun competitions on the team next week that I might try to push on to the podcast just so you can kind of see some examples. You want to be creative here. All the channels are at, you know, at bay. Chat, video, email, voicemail, phone. Bring those into play. More standardized kind of sales development. You're trying to get a one to few there. So there's certainly more stuff when it comes to account based, but I like those three principles. Number one is, again, the target. You need to know who you're going after. Then number two, really push that marketing team to be strong on the digital. You want to be out there. You want your brand. You want your message pointed at those companies with the right message. As soon as somebody clicks, got a couple trails they could start to go down. An events trail, love that one, can be very powerful. Number two, you got your one-to-one or dream account strategy. And then number three, you've got that personalized, kind of those personalized plays. Ultimately, again, I think these should be overseen. It's not, the word's not overseen. It's quarterbacked by marketing. The events, the one-to-one dream accounts, and also even those personalized plays, like having a marketing quarterback on it, always overseen by sales and then supported by BD. That's going to be, I think, a recipe for success. Each organization, yeah, sure, it could be a little bit different, but I like that general flow. I think it can be very powerful. So I will try to put a link to a diagram on this. You can kind of see that flow, maybe pass it along, how different steps can connect or interconnect there. But that's all I've got. So happy prospecting.
Thank you for listening to Sales Secrets with Gabe Larson. We are happy to announce the 2019 Sales Development Summit on July 24th. This is a summit for reps who want to outperform their peers and crush their quota. Register now at salesdevelopmentsummit.com. Again, that's salesdevelopmentsummit.com. And thanks for listening.